This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers can integrate livestock into their row crop management practices. We'll have more with Ag Spire right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
Diversified agriculture provides many opportunities for improvements to efficiency and sustainability, but with so many factors to consider, it can be difficult to take everything into account when making management decisions. Austin Knight, Technical Advisor of Regenerative Agriculture Systems at Ag Spire, said they offer several programs for farmers to integrate livestock into their row crop farming.
Yeah, so some of the things that we offer are on the diversified operations. So working in conjunction with those row crop operations, really focusing on, you know, looking at how can we increase the efficiency for producers, whether that be with cover crops or integrated pest management, nutrient management, all those types of things, and really focusing on how can we integrate livestock back onto those operations to not only increase diversity on the operation, but also increase, you know, soil health and dollars back to those producers.
Knight said they work with each farmer to provide incentives to take on some of these sustainable practices.
You know, when we come onto the farm or the ranch, we're really looking at working in conjunction with that producer. Like you said, producers are already wanting to be stewards of the land. They're doing the right thing when they can. And we're just here to provide the assistance to make sure that's successful and provide some incentives where it may be difficult to, you know, take the extra capital to do some of these, you know, say perennial seedings or maybe cover crops or, you know, doing some of these other changes that involves risk. And risk is a hard thing to take on, especially nowadays with corn and soybean production.
For more information, visit agspire.com. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.